Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. POC, host of Revive, and you are live right now to Revive Radio. Go ahead and click that link in my bio at reviveisalive.com. Once again, reviveisalive.com. Go ahead and click that link in my bio to take you exactly where you need to be right now on reviveisalive.com. It's Valentine's Day. It's Love Day, man, and we're going to start the show off a little bit different tonight, man. You are now tuned into the Revive Love Mix with your girl, POC. Let's rock out for all the lovers in the house.
The chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big get in between your dances. Keep the prognosis, doses, blend.
Revive Radio, baby. It's Revive Radio. You locked in right now. Go ahead and spread the word. Spread the message. You are now tuned in to Revive Radio. Locked in with this love mix with your girl, POC. Let's go.
Bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fitting to hurt. What's under that skirt?
Slow down, son.
We're filling them with octane. Got them gassed up. About to get blasted up, son. The last one heard the mother.
We got a jam-packed show for you guys tonight. We have a heck of a lineup for you guys. Our special guest is coming through tonight, man. Make sure you guys tune in. Revive Radio. We reviving your airways from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. each and every winning Wednesday here on Time for an Awakening. Let's go.
I seen it when he kissed him at the wake. Made his body shake. The high guy in 850. Eyes smoke, tint, rap, terror, four chrome, and terror. Street wide by the rivers. The fifth is conspicuous.
It's love day, you guys. It's love day. I want to know how you guys are feeling because we spreading nothing but love all night. Give me a call, 215-490-9832.
That boy slipped to 95. Ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom. Black suits fill the room. To whom it may concern.
We just getting started here on Revive, ladies and gentlemen. It's Love Day. Let's keep it going. Who got you twisted up tonight? Who got you twisted up tonight? Ladies and gentlemen, they switching it up on us. Who y'all crushing on tonight, man? I'm telling my secrets tonight, man. Who you crushing on? I'm trying to get a little Valentine's Day love for my crush, too. I might just slide in them DMs.
At the bus stop waiting every day. Your man must think it's safe for you to travel that way. And I don't want to violate your relationship, so I lay back in the cut with a crush. That's a trip. Still, he can't stop.
We just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. They got that mix for us, ladies.
No diggity. I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work.
Y'all better not be bagging it up tonight. Y'all just better not be bagging it up tonight.
Okay, no diggity. I got to bag it up.
My name is POC and I do not approve of that message.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style. She knowledge by the pound.
You are now listening to the Revive Love Mix here on Love Day, man. If you celebrating Valentine's Day in your own special way, I want to hear it live on air. 215-490-9832.
On the profile, catching feelings is a no. let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers, it curves so freak what you heard.
Hands up, all because you like the way my bed was rimmed up. Bitch, keep your chin up, please.
Who y'all calling Big Papa tonight? Who y'all Big Papa tonight?
Watch me do the nasty. Like it when you make it move fast, mommy. I like it when you throw it upon me. No love making, strictly back broken. Seasonal, all his hoes go to my door. Then they go to his flow to fuck some more. So no, caviar, shark bar, strictly.
It's the Revive Love Mix here on this Winning Wednesday. Today is February 14th. I want to hear about that love day. I want to hear y'all, how y'all celebrating, how y'all, man, how y'all making it work for y'all tonight, man. I know somebody out there struggling tonight. How you making today work for you?
Sex, that's sexy and leftover spaghetti. I know you used to slow CDs and RPs, but tonight it's 8 tracks and 6 packs while I hit that.
You must be used to spending.
I know I'm used to it, goddammit.
Used to it. All that sweet wine and dine is mine. I'm fucking you tonight. I'm in control.
Senoritas, two seaters with kicks.
You locked into this Revive Love Mix. Who like it that way?
Kicks, it's all in the mix. All turn, no tricks, they turn for me. Catching bricks don't concern me. So forget it, little midget. My mind on 7 digits. Before I pay, heaven skies to visit. I'm pulling all stops, locking down all spots. Saying you can't front. So from this day forth, you know I'm all about heat. And what I do, be the major league. That's why your girlfriend's paging me. And she know, like he know, you don't see her like I see her. So she's out the door. Shotgun in my drop, having fun with the done system. Based on conversation.
See what I mean? About this one for the 90 babies out there, man. If you was born in the 90s, I know exactly what you thinking right now when this song drops.
She been chasing me and facing me.
One more chance. Who out there begging for the one more chances on Valentine's Day? I want to know how you guys are begging for that one more chance tonight, man. 215-490-9832. Once again, you're locked into this beautiful love mix here on Revive Radio with your girl POC. Give us a call.
One more chance.
All I need is one more chance.
First things first, I pop them. Freaks, all the honeys, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan, but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation. Garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heartthrob never, black and ugly as ever. However, I stay coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam not in your Mitsubishi. Girl teepee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffee. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it, then split it. In the good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all states.
If y'all still out there fighting over them boys, it's a problem, man. Who's out here fighting over boys, man? It's not time for that. It's 2018. We need to go get ourselves a man, a real one.
But if you didn't know it, girl, it's true. Think that you should realize, try to understand why he is a part of my life. I know it's killing you inside.
You can say what you
want. You can say what you want to say.
I'm Brandy.
When will you get the picture? You're the best in the future. Get away, it's my time to shine. If you didn't know before, it's mine. Ain't no
home.
Take it back one time. Take it back one time.
Ooh, summertime, no fun at time. For me to kick it with you, to find something or someone to get into. I call up my crew, I tell them to bring a brew, and some Hennessy for the beach party. So call up your girlfriend.
We are just getting started here on Revive Radio, man. We got some giveaways for you. Harmony the Goddess is in the video. She got something for y'all, man. She got something for you. Harmony the Goddess got something for y'all. She's giving away something here tonight on this love day. You're now locked into Revive Radio with that good love mix with your girl POC.
Friends. And you know they're always tens. So be an ugly one,
but bring her to fat or skinny, she likes
pushes me away.
What? That don't make it right. What? You did what? You creeped on who?
Oh, I creep. Yeah, I just creeping on, but I love.
Who's still creeping out there, man? Who's sliding them DMs, man? Who is still creeping out there? I want to know right now here on Revive. Let's go.
Nobody is so close to love. So I creep.
When I talk, my teeth shit rot. I'm from the bricks, so which means I'm born the dog. The girlfriends want a shot at it.
You gotta show the dog some love, man. You gotta show the dog some love.
For them all, I hit them all from the bathroom stall. Tap them draws so they get gas to pass. Collect them cars. Then I'm like, yo, I'm gonna buy my crew bikes with double pipes. So we quick to lose on the turnpike. I'm the one that turned you out. Dug it out. It was the Hennessy that made us slug it out. But
you're now locked into this love mix here on Revive Radio. Once again, it's me, your girl, POC. I'm Revive Airways each and every winning Wednesday here on Time for the Awakening. But you can find me at reviveisalive.com. Once again, reviveisalive.com. Follow me Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.
Something you can have for you. Tell me what you want for me. Take a look at what you see. Let me know if it's right here. Something you can have for you.
Hey, mama, won't you come here to pop?
I want to know how y'all spending y'all Valentine's Day, man. I need to know how y'all spending y'all Valentine's Day. How y'all showing love, man? How y'all showing love? Y'all going on a date? Y'all going to the movies? Y'all taking them to dinner? How y'all rocking out right now? Let us know here on Revive. We want to know. We trying to get in y'all business, man. We trying to get in y'all business. Obviously, you can see we ain't got no man because we up in the studio.
Bye-bye. You don't like the way your tatas looking at Shada. In the 600, ain't no smoking cigada. Come over here. I think I see your baby father. Here go the number to my casa. If you in a rush, you call me mañana. Whatever you need, girlfriend, I got the whole enchilada. Just the way you like it. Mace gonna do you proper. Girl, I could tell you was meant for me. I could tell by the way you were sent to me. While I'm on tour trying to make them centuries. And they ask who you mean, you better mention me. If you don't, you know you got a problem. Said you want no beef, girlfriend, don't start her. And it just so happened that I'm seeing cat. Cause you messed up a lot just trying to be fast. And I ain't gonna ask who smashed the E-class. Pull up to the rib with the whole front crash. Now you...
Oh, I love you, bro.
You gotta slow it down for all the lovers in the house. You know what I'm saying? Some people do got husbands and wives. You gotta slow it down for them. You gotta take it back.
Oh, I don't know.
Want that love that's just gonna be right here. That just that love that's just gonna be right here. If you got that good loving that's right here, right on time, always when you call, I want to know. Give me a call, 215-490-9832. It's Revive Radio. You're locked into this love mix with your girl POC.
That's just what I'm giving. I'm gonna keep it strong. I'll hold it long.
I can't lose my cool.
Turn them up, turn them up, turn them up.
My friends keep telling me about things going on. But deep in my heart.
What's deep in your heart? I want to know what's deep in your heart. Because deep in my heart, I ain't even going to tell y'all.
Baby, I hope that I'm wrong.
Doing what to who and whose bed?
Oh, hey. Somebody sleeping in my bed.
Oh, hell no.
Sleeping in my bed. My bed. My bed. My bed.
Taking my place.
Taking my place. Whoa, I come home early expecting a warm embrace. But something's wrong.
We just getting started. tonight here on Revive Radio. We have a jam-packed show for you guys. You cannot forget, we got two special guests coming on, and we had our weekly guest coming on, coming through the Revive airways to bless us tonight, man. Make sure you guys stay tuned, stay locked.
Girl, it's written on your face. Said it hurt so bad when I walked through the door. But you know one thing, I ain't coming back no more. Don't try to tell me things are still the same. Cause when we made love, I heard you call his name.
Brooklyn, where Brooklyn at?
It's our first time together and I'm feeling kind of horny. Convention.
If it's your first time together, please take it slow. Take it slow.
Methods of making love kind of boring. I want to knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's off.
I'm before you, baby. The ladies still love LL. The ladies still love LL.
Daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn, the kitty cat's time.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a rough neck, nigga, Mandingo in a sack. Who ain't afraid to pull my hands spanking from the back.
No doubt.
Woo.
I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it?
Working out on this Valentine's Day. Who in the gym right now? Planet Fitness 24 hours, man. No days off, right? Y'all said it January 1st. I want to know who's still rocking out and working out.
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen. She was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
She was raised out in Brooklyn. Baby, I want to hit it in the worst way.
Make it hot.
Scheming on the ass since the first day.
Don't stop. Damn, I love it when you talk like that. Make it bounce, sugar.
Long as you can bounce me back. More flesh than the Greek fest.
Roll up the sand.
Ooh, he said more flesh than a Greek fest. Girl, I remember my first Q party. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Pass the Hennessy.
Put my body to the test. Way, way back. Many niggas ago, I was a young girl listening to how you flow. Now's my chance to hit you up, daddy. I'm grown from the back, from the side.
Right, I'm in the zone.
Who returning their Mac skills tonight, baby? Returning the Mac. Is it returning the mic kind of night? We are just getting started here on Revive. Stay locked to Revive Radio. Our first guest is coming up around 8:30. I need you guys to tune in. Kirtland Brad coming through. Revive, blessing the airways. You already know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. Stay locked to this love mix, baby.
Stop lying about your big brain.
Ever had any questions about love and relationships and how you just wanted to work your situationship out? Tonight is the night live on Revive. We got the love doctor, New York's number one relationship coach, speaker, influencer, is going to be reviving the airwaves tonight here with your girl POC. Tune in. Give us a call, 215-490-9832.
Finally, the weekend's coming. Going down, not to fight.
Somehow,
come on, let me kick a
little game. Love's about to close, but you've only said a few words to me.
I've been waiting for a dose of your personality.
I've been waiting for a dose of your personality. See, I'm in the mood, and if all goes right, baby, you will be, you will be.
Really?
Back at the crib, so drop by. You know where I live. I see you all the time, but on another.
got the notes, what you like to do? Nah, I'm about to go and I'll hang my coat.
Gabbana Moschino with Donna jeans, but he slipped up. It threw his rock to a fiend. He be playing like a willy cause he dressed shit up. Never knowing that his woman.
This is for the 90 babies here right now. This is for all the 90 babies. Tune in.
There's a need of love. We got Versace, gold link, stomach chains, for rocks. Official hairstyle, but you stuck up in the spot. Making love, Duke is weak, then he fall.
You are tuned into this love mix here on Revive Radio with your girl POC. You're my wife, babe.
You're my wife, babe. Make my life complete, sweet. But you know when it's flipping street, yeah. Free. Only when it comes to me, wife. That's why you're my wife, babe.
You know you're sexy, too.
You know you're sexy.
I like your attitude.
Who, me?
I ain't even mad at you. Girl, you're still my boo. You're the braids and weave, skirt or jeans. You're still my queen. Baby girl, go do your thing. I'm so glad you're on my team.
You are so beautiful.
Shout out to all the beautiful queens out there in the world right now celebrating Valentine's Day with their special loved ones.
So girl, it is so critical.
You are now tuned into this love mix with your girl POC. Thank you for rocking with me, starting the show off the right way, the only way here on Love Day, man. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. We are just getting started here tonight on Revive Radio, man. Once again, you can find us Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. Make sure you guys spread the word, spread the message. We are live right now on Time for an Awakening, but you can find us at reviveisalive.com. Once again, reviveisalive.com. We got to go to a quick commercial break. Right after our quick commercial break, we'll be up with our very first guest tonight here on Revive, Kirtland Bragg. Man, I'm excited to be speaking with this young man. He is doing some amazing things, and it's best that we speak about it tonight here on Love Day, man. We spread nothing but love here on Revive. It's me, your girl, POC. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. I need you guys to give me a call all night, 215-490-9832.
Oh!
Jerry Stiller is mad.
Mad?
I'm going crazy.
He bought this plastic wrap to keep his fruit salad fresh.
Only I can't get it from here to the food.
Jerry, you should have bought Glad Cling Wrap. Glad unrolls smooth and easy and clings tight when you need it to.
Comes out easy?
Yep.
And clings tight?
Absolutely.
Hello, Glad Cling Wrap.
Jerry, don't get mad. Get Glad. Glad Cling Wrap.
You listen when your body says, I'm tired, or I'm hungry. Are you listening? Would you listen if your body said, I have pain and pressure in my abdomen. I feel bloated for no good reason. Or, I get too full too fast. I'm spotting, but I've already gone through menopause. Or, I have to go to the bathroom more often and more urgently than usual. These can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, uterine, vaginal, and vulvar cancers. Symptoms aren't the same for everyone. If your body says something may be wrong, please listen. And if it goes on for 2 or more weeks, see a doctor. It may be nothing, but find out for sure. Learn the symptoms and get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
Yes, my raps are filled with rage.
One of these days, we gotta bust back for the homies.
You have to be logical. You know, if I know that in this hotel room, they have food every day, and I'm knocking on the door every day, to eat. And they tell, and they open the door. Let me see the party. Let me see, like, them throwing salami all over the, I mean, just like throwing food around. But they're telling me there's no food in here. You know what I'm saying? Every day, I'm standing outside trying to sing my way in. You know what I'm saying? We are hungry, please let us in. We are hungry, please let us in. After about a week, that song is going to change to, we hungry, we need some food. After 2-3 weeks, it's like, you know, give me all the food, I'm ragging out the door. And after a year, you just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm picking the lock, coming through the door, blasting, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you hungry, you reached your level, you don't want any more. We asked 10 years ago. We was asking with the Panthers. We was asking with them, you know, the civil rights movement. We was asking, you know, now those people that were asking, and they're all dead and in jail. So now what do you think we're going to do? Ask?
I put my gun away and grab my AK. It's getting hectic. I can't call it. House full of alcoholics. Now a nigga's under pressure.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what? Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. Yep, you know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC, host of Revive. We are back live right now. Go ahead and spread the word, spread the message. You can find us at reviveisalive.com. Once again, reviveisalive.com. Or you can go directly to TuneIn. You can either download the app or go to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You're going to hear Meet Your Girl, POC, live on these airwaves each and every winning Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Reviving the airwaves. Yo, Harmony, man. What a great way to start the show. I was feeling it. I'm in here 90s bouncing the whole way through. I was like, yo, they playing the hits for the peoples today, man.
Hey, 90s baby with no babies. I mean, you was playing that in the bedroom.
That's definitely the kind of music that got people in your possession, some babies early in ages. You already know. But, man, that was definitely a great love mix, man. Thank you for everybody who stayed locked to Revive Radio as we were putting on a show for you guys with the love mix, the very first love mix here on Revive, man. We have a jam-packed show for you guys today, like we keep telling you. Our first guest coming up is an amazing guest, but before we get to our guest, we're gonna jump in with this call. I want to see what this caller got to say today. It's Valentine's
out
Day
to get us.
Hey caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? You already know it's E from She Rockin' City.
What it do, E? I ain't hear you on Revive in a minute. How you feeling?
Yeah, my fault. I relocated, so I had to get my life intact.
I'm with you, and it's love day today, man. How you spreading your love? How you sending your love? What you doing today?
Oh, I mean, I got something for later. But here's how I really want to spread my love. I want to realize this real quick. Mostly men. You know what I'm saying? Black men. It is our duty to get our women trust back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's the love I got for y'all. It is our job to get our women trust back. I go to work at 4:45 every morning, and how I get there is my woman, my black woman.
Okay, I love it. Thank
you
for
that.
Saying? But I got a question. We got to get to our guest real quick, but I do have a question for you. So how do you feel like you guys can get our trust back? How do you feel like black men can get the trust back, you know, for
black
women?
Well, consistency.
Okay.
That's simple. Consistency. Keep doing what we're doing. My lady submits to me willingly because I go to work every day. I pay bills. I handle what I'm supposed to. I don't cheat.
Okay.
That's how we
see. All right. I want to know how that works out for you, man. You got to keep giving us a call. Show love each and every time we on these airways, man. Definitely give us a call. Let us know how the consistency is working out for you. We appreciate you calling in each and every time. Thank you. Have a great night, man. Have a good night. Be safe out there.
She rocking.
Already, man. That is E from She Rockin' City showing love, giving us a call here on Revive. Man, I need you guys to do the same. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. I want to know. He said consistency, Harmony. He said how they going to get all trust back is through consistency. What do you think?
Consistency and persistence, but also just kind of working towards growth. I think that's what it is, because you can be consistent about something and then it's a stagnant, you're in a stagnant place. So I think if you're working towards growth, then yes, we can talk about consistency and also persistence. Show me that you love me.
You want to be shown. You want to be shown. You want show me better than you could tell me kind of sister. I feel you on that. Definitely. And you know who action speaking louder than words? Our guest, our first guest coming up on Revive. Let's go ahead and get right into it. I'm excited to be speaking with this young man. Hey, Kirkland, how you feeling? You out there tonight?
I am. What's going on?
How are you tonight, Courtland?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you for showing love tonight, man. I want you, before we go ahead and get started, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the people exactly who you are.
My name is Courtland Bragg. I am a 25-year-old for NFL Films. But more importantly, my passion is to really just use my story to help people out there to chase their dreams and to believe in themselves and reach their full potential. But I'm really excited, you know, to all the listeners out here. I'm just really excited. You know, hopefully I'll share something that, you know, can allow that is what you need to hear and that can kind of get you from where you are to where you want to be.
I'm with you on that one, definitely. And you are already doing that every day, and I appreciate you for doing that. And you said you do NFL Films, correct?
That is correct.
And just before we even get into actually what you do for the NFL, just in the state of what the NFL is in, how do you feel about that, you know, just being a person, an actual human being, you know, with this year, they had so much, you know, feedback from, you know, taking a knee, the protesting, the owners. How was that? How was being in that world for you this season, this past season?
It was quite a year, especially I think if you go to the NFL timeline, this will have a huge piece in history of NFL history. I think that you know, I support the movement. I support the cause. You know, I think that the athletes were using their platform, and a platform which really reaches millions of people. And I think things could have been differently handled differently, but I think that I love it, and you know, I hope that it continues to make a change. And you know, I believe the NFL is listening, and they're trying to bridge the gap. And you know, where money's coming in, and I'm really glad. Unfortunately, it's sad to see the one who spearheaded Colin Kaepernick to make such a huge sacrifice, where he lost his career. However, he'll go down as a legend, I believe. And when the smoke clears, and which is starting to clear, Colin will be seen as a hero. And whether you support the movie or not, he really took a sacrifice, and you know, respect to him, because that was really difficult. And he started a dialogue, which I think is really important, and it's not easy to do.
Definitely. I definitely agree with you on that. He started a movement. You know how they always say it takes one right move to start the movement. And that's exactly what he did. He had people, you know, who were not even thinking about what we were thinking about when it came to the national anthem, to now think about it differently. Like, yo, maybe what they're saying actually is true. You know, maybe it is a little racist and things like that. So definitely. But what about for you in general, just like the role that you play? Did you have to take steps back to actually, you know, see yourself as a black man in an industry full of white men at the same time as a professional? Or were you able to just walk through that door with your head held high with straight confidence?
You know, it's kind of hard. It was hard being a black male, to be completely honest with you. I do think that when a lot of people look at who was affecting, they didn't look at the employees in the NFL and us that are minorities. But I do have my head up high, because I do believe that there's going to be good that has come out of it, not only for the players, but employees like myself, where, you know, we will, a conversation has started, and where we can openly talk about things now that are affecting us in the black community, that hit home for us minority employees. So, to answer your question, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, now that the season's over and moving forward, it was a step in the right direction.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you. I want you to keep going, because you are like an example right now for every young man who's trying to come behind you and doing exactly what you're doing. So when you say you do NFL Films, could you actually break that down for a person who may not know exactly what that is?
Of course. So I create content for football fans across the world. I produce, write, edit, and direct content for shows airing on NFL Network, ESPN, FS1, NBC Sports, CBS Sports, HBO, Amazon Video. Essentially, NFL Films is the production company of the NFL.
Okay.
We produce content that airs on TV. So when you look at any television, CNN to VH1 to BET to
any network, Viceland. And that's direct. That's 365 days and 24/7 content that has to be produced on a network, and usually production companies provide that content for the networks. So each and every day, you know, I say I'm a storyteller. I tell stories, and so I have this band, NFL Films. I tell football stories. So all types of stories involving the NFL are things that. So, and I'm also a director. So as a director, I go out and I travel across the country and as well as sometimes outside the country to interview football players, coaches, football players, families to capture that content where I'm in charge of a camera crew. I have cinematographers and audio engineers and PAs and ACs. And I kind of, we work as a crew, but I am in charge and I tell them what I need them to film, what to get. And I interview the players and I, direct the talent on things that I may need them to do, camera angles that I need them to do. And then once we film that, I take that back in the office and I'll create or edit that story for a show, or I'll edit the whole show. So, but every day, you know, it's really great. And I would say encompassing everything, I'm just a storyteller. I tell football stories.
Yo, talk heavy. Don't just say you are a storyteller that just, you know, tells stories, Courtland. You're out here really putting up some fire, honestly, truly, because we are the people who have to read that. Would you say your creative freedom is over there? Like when you're creating the different contents and you're interviewing the different football players, you know, like how much freedom do you have over there creatively?
A lot. And, you know, I'm really blessed to work at NFL Films because the way, you know, we were set up from Steve Sable, who was our co-founder, it's creative control. It's my story. And,
awesome.
You know, I have a little bit of a direction depending on each show. We have shows that are tailored to different audiences because they go on different networks. So each show is a little different. But once I'm out in the field, it's my show. You know, I have to have the vision. I got to visualize how I'm going to start this piece, how it's going to end, what is going to be the turning point on the show. And I kind of have to literally figure that out as I'm in the field or when I have that footage and that content, you know, I got to figure it out and just tap into my creativity. So I would say about 98% is my creative control. The other 2% is just making sure it's tailoring to our audience, our target demographic.
That's big, man. That's really big to have creative control over something that you love to do is really big and definitely inspiring to me. For real, that's really inspiring. How well do you have to know the game of football or just sports in general? Is this a job that comes with knowing the back history and everything like that of sports?
You have to know a lot. You gotta be an expert because, you know, I have the credibility as the producer, the storyteller, to frame that story for the audience. And if I'm saying misguided information, you know, it falls back on me. So if I'm doing a story on a football player, you know, I have to have done my research, knowing everything about that player and his family. So when I'm interviewing him, that everything's correct. Because as an interviewer, if I say information that's incorrect, you know, that I lose instant credibility and that can hurt me. You know, that a football player, you know, let's say if I'm interviewing Nick Foles, you know, recent Super Bowl MVP of our great Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. And if I say something to, you know, he went to another school, you know, he might look at me like, well, I didn't go to Rutgers. And, you know, instantly, that genuine conversation might turn left. So I have to be on top of my P's and Q's, especially, you know, I have to know everything. I got to do my research and know what I'm talking about.
Definitely, I agree with you on that one, because you don't want to be putting out no fake news, and that's what everybody's trying to get rid of, definitely. So, and just me not knowing exactly, like, the title of what you do. So let's just say if someone was trying to be just like you when they grow up, right, what would they be aspiring to do? Like, are they supposed, you know, are there someone that needs to aspire to be a producer, a writer? How do they sit in the same seat as you one day?
Right, that's a really good question. All your questions are really good, but you know, I hope a lot of people want to be like me. But you would have to tap into being a writer, creative writing, being able to be know how to edit, which you're seeing, starting to see a lot. You don't have to necessarily know how to film, but that does help. But I would say being able to know how to edit and write, because what I do is when I create the story, I have to tap into my creative writing to write scripts, in which we get a narrator, a professional voiceover talent to voice or what I write. But writing is so important because it carries your story from A to B. So when you're doing a feature, I would say I'm a filmmaker as well, a sports filmmaker. So awesome. You're doing a documentary, that's a long story, but you got to get from one piece to the other. So we use script to kind of carry that story. So creative writing, from a young age, those who are maybe in high school, middle school, high school, listening, taking that English class very seriously. And then as you graduate to collegiate level, tapping into a journalism minor or a major where you're just learning how to write, how to use vocabulary correctly. Because to be quite honest with you, when I got to NFL Films, I was behind the eight ball because I never really valued writing. And that was something that you really have to be a good writer. And I wasn't a good writer. So I had to literally go back to the drawing board of, little things from alliteration, which is something I really didn't realize how important it was. So writing as well as video editing are huge if you wanted to go into being into television as far as creating the content.
Definitely. I agree with you. So pretty much you got to do your research. You can't just hop up in that seat. You got to be someone who actually takes their time to figure out the craft and become an expert at that craft. So that's dope. So what were you going to say? I want to hear what you were going to say.
No, I was saying that. No, that's correct. You hit it right on the nail.
So you have told many stories, you know what I mean? You have told a lot of stories. You have been in different places, spoke to a lot of different people. But one story you told actually, you had the opportunity of winning an Emmy. I know that feeling was amazing, and I definitely want you to tell that story up until the day that you were able to hold that trophy in your hand.
Word, yeah. So one thing I want to say is dreams do come true.
Facts.
And you got to really reach for the stars. And sometimes your dreams will blow your mind because, I want to tell you a little bit about my story. Before the Emmy, I'm a former substitute teacher. And okay. Out of college, I couldn't find work. I struggled a lot. I flirted with depression. And I just couldn't. That door didn't open for me. And I literally trying to make ends meet. I became a substitute teacher for 6 long months in 2015. And I was lost as a person. I didn't know who I was, and I struggled. But one thing I had to learn was what the essence of patience. I had to be patient.
Okay.
And out of so many rejections, I finally got to NFL Films. And in that same year that I was a substitute teacher was the same year that we won at Emmy. So I worked on this show called HBO's Hard Knocks with the Houston Texans, and that is a show where we literally document an NFL's team training camp 6 weeks. And, it's so amazing that same year we got nominated, and I was just like, wow, we got nominated, never thinking that we were going to win. And we literally won in that same year that I was a substitute awesome. Teacher at the lowest part of my life was the same year that, I was an associate producer on the show where we won the Emmy, and I was just like, blown, my mind was blown, but it's a testament to anything can happen. And, just because the door is shut and that window of opportunity is closing doesn't mean that's the end. And literally, I faced so many rejections, but I just needed one yes. And I got that yes, and I never looked back. In that same year, 2015, that I was a substitute teacher, I won an Emmy. And I was 22 years old.
That's 22 huge.
22 years old, fresh out of college. And it was amazing being
huge.
Able to go to the Emmys and win that. And, it was a really good day. And it has really helped me reach a lot of people because I tell people, what makes me different than you? I've struggled. I failed. I've got rejections just like you. But the only difference is I had to just keep on persevering, and I did. So that's why I try to get people – I hope that people look at my life that you can make it happen. You can, your dreams can come true. Things will work in your favor, just like me. I never even knew what an Emmy was in college, high school. But a year and a half after college, you know, won an Emmy, and it's just like, now, you know, the Emmys are in May, and, you know, might have an opportunity to win another one. You know?
Yes.
So it's amazing, and, you know, truly blessed. But it was awesome. It was awesome to be a young African-American male, a black man, 22 years old with an Emmy. It is nothing short of just a dream come true.
Really, really big. So, Cortland, tell me now, did you go back to school on Monday and show the kids a trophy, or you was like, deuces? How did that go for you?
Well, I was out of teaching. I was out of teaching.
Okay,
but
okay.
I did have the opportunity. So I'm an inspirational speaker on the side as well. So I went, my high school, the school where I actually, it was my high school that I was teaching at.
Okay.
I actually had the opportunity to go back and speak. They had an assembly for me, and it was amazing because these students saw me as their teacher, as Mr. Bragg. And Mr. Bragg, you know, Mr. Bragg is doing other things now and doing even better things. And it was just amazing to show them the picture of me, you know, with my Emmy. I didn't bring it to school, but it was just amazing to be able to go back and them see me starting, like literally start my journey and seeing how it worked in my favor.
No doubt. And what was one gem that you left them students? Because that's really big, being able to go back to your alma mater, you know, and drop some gems and being able to speak to the same students that you used to have, you know, first period with. So what was one of the gems that you left in that building with them to, you know, so they know for a fact that that too can be them one day?
It's deeper than you, because, and it's about your last name, because honestly, I told those kids, there was many times where I was teaching, I was unhappy with my life. When they went to gym and I had my free periods, I would literally be just miserable in that classroom because I wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to school to be a teacher. I have so much respect for my educators out there, but that wasn't my destiny. That's not what that wasn't the career path I chose. So being in a place where you don't want to be, I struggle with it. And there's every day I used to being by myself, when the kids were out, I was just miserable, and I had to put on a happy face when they came back in. So I had to tell them that there was times where I wanted to quit, there was times I wanted to give up, but I you can't, because I had, those kids were looking up to me. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't give up because it's not about me, it's about those who are looking up to me, and it's about the people that sacrifice for me to even be able to be where I am. So I tell them, like, you, it sounds cliche, but it's deeper than you, and you can't, that's the reason why you can't give up. And if you were going to give up, if you're thinking about giving up, you should have given up a long time ago.
Before you got this far.
Exactly. You done hurt, you done took the punches, you done failed, you done got your bruises and the dust is all over you. You already suffered, so you might as well get the reward. And that's why, you know, I tried to tell students, because I did want to give up, but I couldn't. And you, when you don't give up, you keep on persevering, eventually that storm is going to have to leave, and that sunny day is going to come out, and everything's going to be all right. And then you'll start seeing the rewards, you know, and reaping those rewards that you're sowing.
So what would you say your turning point was, you know, for you to get out of that state of mind, for you, you know, the depression that you were going through? Would you say it was when you won the Emmy, or when you got the job with the Texans, or would you say it was when you got the job with the, you know, the NFL films? What was that turning point where you're like, yo, I'm in love with my life right now?
I would say one thing I did leave out, I'd say the turning point in my life was me pivoting from substitute teaching to NFL films, because I became, when I got hired, I was the youngest full-time employee. I was 21, and I got it in the shortest amount of time. Because the turnover is really tough to get into the NFL because it's so competitive. So when I would say from going from substitute teaching to being full-time and then winning that Emmy, it was all in the same year. So I would say going from somewhere I hated, that just was miserable, to some being able to catapult and be somewhere where I never even could dream of. So that 2015 year, so to teaching to full-time that Emmy on the same year, crazy.
And so what do you guys do on the off season? You know, because it's not many things going on. The players are taking a break, things like that. So what do you guys do in the off season to produce the great content that you guys are putting out?
We're everything. Like right now, we are starting on, we're prepping for draft, which is at the end of the month.
Okay.
And then after that, we're doing, we do a couple of shows in the summer for the NFL Network, NFL Top 100, which is a real popular show where we rank, well, the players rank the top 100 players, and then we create segment. We have 11 shows that kind of rank the top 100 players in the NFL. We do, so it's draft, top 100, top 10, which is another show on NFL Network. And then we do, we prep for draft, which is big. That's in April. And then we start prepping for training camp, which is our yearly Hard Knock show with HBO that goes on HBO. So honestly, like right now it's a little bit of a dead time, but it's going to start picking up on at the end of the month. And literally it's going to, from February to next, to this upcoming August, is literally just shows for the rest until the NFL season.
How did your job stretch you? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, how does your job stretch you now? Because, you know, you became an expert at writing, became an expert at producing, you became an expert at editing. So how is your job at this point still stretching you? Because you're only 25, you know what I mean? You're going to be doing this for a very, very long time. So how do you still stay excited about what you're doing?
It's always different. It never stops. It's always something different. So, and they do a really good job of cultivating us and prepping us to be storytellers, and they ease us into it. They literally walk us in. So, but it never stops. You know, we're always getting new shows and new signing deals and new networks to provide different content. So, I mean, this is my third off season, and it's been so different every year. Like the assignments I had this year are different than what I've had the previous 2 years. So my experience this year is going to be quite different than anything I've experienced. So it's always good. You know, you personally, you got to stay fresh because you can get burnt out in this industry. You know, it's not a 9-to-5. It's sometimes you're working 12-hour days because you got to, it's an art, and you got to create that perfect story, and that takes time to cultivate. So at times you just got to make sure that you take off when you can and get your mind together, but also put in that work. But it changes. It never is the same. It's not a consistent, just monotonous assignment or show that we're working on. It's always different.
I love that you said it's an art, because you do have to paint a picture. In order for someone to read from, you know, beginning to end, it has to be a picture there that we can pull up off that page from the black and white and create our own sense of vision as we're reading your words. So I definitely love how you just said it's an art, because it really is an art when you're doing your work. So when it comes to like freelance journalists and freelance bloggers and things like that, what kind of advice would you give to them to keep going? Because, you know, freelancers get really discouraged really early because they feel like their work should always be picked up. So what kind of advice or encouragement would you give them?
My encouragement is keep going. Like, I know it's tough, especially breaking into the industry. It's really difficult, but continue perfecting your craft and don't give up. Believe in your work. Believe in your words. You know, motivate yourself. Like, if I can take these words and make money, because to my freelancers, there's a lot of money in this industry, a lot of money. But you just got to just continue cultivating that work so someone can buy in. Also, don't take no, don't take no for answer. Like, if that door is shutting, continue going. You may have to go through the hallway. You may have to go through a different angle to kind of get to where your dream job. But also, sometimes you have to swallow your pride. Like, I understand, like, ESPN may be the dream job, but maybe you gotta go to a launching pad first. Get your bearings together. Get that experience together. You know, work. You might have to work for that undervalued just a little bit, but you got to get your credibility up to kind of catapult and get to that launching pad. But it also goes to networking. Your opportunity can literally be one person away. So to my freelancers, especially my minorities that are listening, there's a bunch of organizations that you can network to kind of get you to where you want to be. There's this conference and organization called NABJ, National Association of Black Journalists, changed my life. And it's also changed my whole perspective on what networking is. But literally, you know, you be a part of this organization, and now you kind of are around other freelancers and black journalists that look like you, that have the same passion as you, and that want to tell the same stories. But they have that credibility. They work for the ESPN, the CNN, the ABC Sports, the NFL networks, where you literally, you can, that might be a breakthrough. So it's don't work harder, work smarter.
Hey, I'll wish you on that one. That's definitely great advice, man. And I love how you plugged the National Black Journalists Association. Definitely, I'm with you on that one. But so when you guys create content, right? So when I think about the NFL is geared to all diverse, you know, all diversity in general. They're just trying to make, you know, make sure that the NFL is diverse. So no one can complain wherever you from, however you identify yourself. Right. So when it comes to the youth, how are you guys creating content for, you know, the young men in middle school and in high school playing football and basketball, whatever, baseball, whatever it may be? How are you guys creating content for those young men out there or those young females too? I don't want to exclude ourselves because we are definitely athletes ourselves.
No, first of all, before I answer, I got to say shout out to you because from an interviewer, speaking to an interviewer, I'm loving but that's something that we're really doing right now. We're shifting our focus to target a different demographic, especially NFL films right now. And our audience, the race is changing. You know, a lot of people who watch our content are African Americans, and you know, you got to tailor that message to kind of African American millennials. So that's our target audience starting to become. So you got to start targeting. You have to change your storytelling to kind of where they can relate, and that's where you got to get young guys like myself, young millennial storytellers.
Facts.
Who understand. You know, because films. NFL Films, we're a traditional company. We've been around for about since 63. So we've been around for quite a long time. And, you know, our bosses are realizing that we kind of had to change the way we're telling stories. So that's where, you know, guys like myself, where I can kind of show them, like, hey, we got to put some Drake, some Kanye, or some Big Sean with our music. We gotta spend money on our music, or put some Young Thug or Meek Mill, so people can relate when we're doing a highlight, showing a highlight montage of Shady McCoy. You know, let's put some Big Sean on. You know, and this is where we kind of had to have fresh, innovative ideas and our script writing. You know. Sometimes it's okay to put some slang on there where we might have to say, well, it's lit, you know, something as simple as that, where the audience can be like, oh, like, you know, where they can relate and be with it. And I think that's something that, you know, and I commend my company for changing the culture, or at least trying to kind of adapt to how our audience is adapting.
Definitely. But, you know, especially when it comes to everything that's going on with the health, when it comes to the NFL players and things like that, with the helmets, the neck issues and all that, are you guys exposing that? Are you guys putting that out there, telling the truth, like this could possibly happen, things like that, but still say this is still a safe sport to play? How are you guys finessing that angle of the story?
Well, we do got to be careful because we do have to protect the NFL, because we have to protect the show, as we say. You got to tread lightly, because you want to show, you kind of had to be a little bit educational and informative to allow fans to know that the NFL, you know, they're trying to do things to make the game a little bit more safer. However, so you got to be really careful on how you're going to frame things. You know, I may not show a really, I'm not going to show a head-to-head helmet hit, although it's going to go nice with my defense, you know, trying to show how good this defense is, and with some big music to kind of get you with it, like, man, these dudes is really, you know, hitting hard. But I do got to be careful of showing a hit that has been controversial to cause, you know, a quote-unquote concussion. So you, to answer your question, you got to be careful. Okay. You got to be mindful that as a storyteller, you still have to protect, you know, the NFL, but you also want to keep it real too. So you just got to tread lightly.
Thank you.
Be very careful when you're putting something on television.
definitely. And I thank you for that truthful answer, honestly, because this is starting to be, you know, big news. People are starting to look more into the things that are, you know, coming about when it comes to the NFL and all the health issues that's coming out. So I appreciate you telling that truthful answer. And I hope, you know, as it continues to grow and we continue to see it more and more, that you guys do put more of that out there, so we on the opposite end can actually know what it is and how we can prevent it. You know, because I'm more on the prevention side now. You know, I would rather prevent it than try to figure out how we can solve the problem after it already happened. But Corlin, before I let you go, I want you to give yourself a shout out, how the people can find you if you want the people to find you, how they can find your new up and coming content that you have coming out, and things like that.
Yes, so you can follow me at Court Bragg on Instagram and Facebook, as well as Twitter, Court Bragg, 2 G's. And look, you know, stay up with me, because, you know, I'm looking to drop some really good content. I'll do my own storytelling documentaries on the side called Stories to Brag About, one I'm working on right now. So I'm hoping to drop that in March, as well as, you know, if you follow me, I really feel like, you know, you'll be inspired, and that's really what I hope to do with my post. So Court Bragg on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Thank you. And I love how you just finessed that Stories to Brag About. Very creative right there. Way to keep it. Because at the very beginning of the interview, you said it's all about the last name, and you just finessed that last name up in there, man. That's definitely a good one, man. I look forward to that, definitely. And I definitely want to stay connected with you. I appreciate you coming on Revive and showing us love tonight.
Well, I just want to tell you, I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity, and I love what you're doing, so I want to encourage you, keep on going, keep on interviewing, telling great stories, and just being dope. I really appreciate you.
No doubt, Corlin. Let's make some noise. All 2018, I already know you got something for the people. Peace. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
We just wrapped up a great interview with one of our special guests tonight, Courtland Bragg, man. He is somebody incredible. He is doing a job that we didn't even know existed. You know what I'm saying? NFL Films is giving us jobs that we don't even know that's existed. Shout out to that black brother right there, man. At the age of 22, he won his first Emmy. That is really, really big. We over here begging for the Oscars, and the Emmy's giving it to us. for real, man. You already know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. Tap into my man, Courtland Bragg, right now. Go follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Court Bragg. Man, go tap in right now. Inspirational, motivational harmony. How do you feel about that?
Motivational. I'm always looking to be inspired, and I'm always aspiring to inspire others as well. Like,
you got bars, baby. I hear you. We about to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we should be up next with our weekly thrill guest. You already know what time it is. Follow us Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. And that number while we reviving your airways is 215-490-9832. Turn your radios up. It's me, your girl, POC.
Before my grandfather, died the other day. I can give a mother, if you decide to bob your head to this. Family means more to me than dealers to cocaine. I believe that we can be like him. I believe that love will conquer obstacles in this way. Know that. So I'ma keep on making these short story forms in the forms of rap. Walking down the hall away in autumn day, Adam skipping frolic, I stroll away. That was the day you threw my shit, I broke my locker. Because you had a temper tantrum for some case. Your little dimples went.
when you smile, they turn to wrinkles. After that, we chose not to date again. You little spoiled ass. I say, I moved to college and I met me a fireball. She had more knowledge than me on the streets. I couldn't accept her features were less than honest. I chose another, she slashed my tires. When I inquired, she looked me dead in my eyes and I knew she was lying. She said she ain't do it. She did it. Check it out. Break it down for a minute. Plenty women been committed to me, but few I revisit. In my mental, mainly rush, I met her. She was earth until I went into my soul and found on Pluto better fit her. Mona Mika look as flawless as a picture by Picasso. Basquiat, without a doubt, she fits the perfect picture of the perfect missus. Give me the ring so I can kiss her. Come here, baby. I do.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC.
This is me, your girl POC. We back live right now on reviveisalive.com. Once again, reviveisalive.com. Go ahead and click that link in my bio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to take you directly where you need to be at revive_POC. And while you on reviveisalive.com right now, go ahead and sign up right now. Subscribe to our Revive newsletter. Subscribe to our Revive newsletter. Sign up a friend too while you're at it. Man, we need everybody to stay in the loop with us here on Revive. And you know how you can do that? By giving us a call each and every time we revive in these airways. 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. We about to jump into it with our next guest, Melissa from Mass Creativity. Man, I'm excited to be speaking with her. Her hats are going viral. Melissa, how you feeling tonight? Melissa, we can't hear you. How you feeling tonight?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Melissa, how are you?
All right. I'm good. How are y'all?
We are amazing over here on this side. It's Love Day, man. How you spending your Love Day?
Oh, look, man. Look, let's not talk about that. Single life for me right now. You know what I mean?
Me too, baby. Me too. That's why we working. You already know we putting our money,
right?
Our time,
right?
And our energy into this work right here, man. So Melissa,
so
I need you to
love back into the work.
Definitely. So I need you to go ahead and tell the people who you are and exactly what you do. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Absolutely. My name is Melissa Charisse. Born and bred Fort Lauderdale, and I'm 29. I'm a painter. You know what I mean? I'm a creator. How about that? I create custom hats and fedoras. Also, canvas art.
Awesome! Shout out to Fort Lauderdale. I believe you are our first guest coming out Fort Lauderdale, coming out for Florida. I'm excited to be speaking with you.
Yeah.
How was the weather down there, man?
Oh, I want to send the weather is dope. I want to send a quick prayers and condolences to everybody who's involved in the school shooting that just happened. Mm-hmm. It's a hard time for us right now because Broward County, man, I don't know what's going on with the gun laws, but we got to do something. Our youth is dying, you know?
Definitely.
So we got to do something.
I heard about that story today, too. It was about five of the students that actually got killed today in that high school.
Yeah.
They actually identified, and they do have the suspect in custody. So that's a good thing that they do have that suspect in custody today.
Yeah. They're at 17 now. So, you know, we're still praying. We're still giving out hope for the rest of the kids that were injured.
Definitely. And is, you said that, you know, you called it Browse County?
Broward County.
Mm-hmm. Broward County. And is that something that's close to you in Fort Lauderdale? Because I thought it was in Miami.
No, Broward County. I've lived, born and raised in Broward County. It's about maybe 15 minutes away, 15, 20 minutes away from me.
Okay, and how is it over there? Is it a lot of black and brown people that goes to that high school, or is it a diverse high school? How is the dynamic over there in the high school?
From what I think, I believe that it's not really as mixed as you think. Okay. I think that it's predominantly white and I think Spanish in that high school. Right. Yeah,
I'm going to tap into it and definitely do some research about that. And I appreciate you bringing that up because that's something that needs to be talked about. You know what I mean? And especially while you down there in the scene of it all, being able to, you know, actually give us a testimony from experience because you live in that area. I appreciate you for putting that out here for the people who are listening to us today. But I definitely want to go ahead and jump back into it because your hats went viral up here in Philly. You had one of the hosts, Kyle Moore, is wearing a hat. I'm like, yo, Kyle, where did you get that hat from? And for real, man, he's repping that hat very, very proudly, definitely. So how did you jump into the painting game when it comes to hats? You are an artist, period. I'm going to go ahead and say that based on what I'm looking at, right? But how did you jump into it and say, you know, you wanted to start designing your own hats?
Well, hats, I always wanted to figure out a way to tie art into fashion. And I wanted to do it in a way that wasn't so gender specific or size specific, or, you know what I mean? And I figured, I always wore fedoras for some reason. I was always attracted to them. And I used to work in retail. And I was like, something just clicked one day. And I was like, you know what, how can I tell who I am as a person? Because people always say, you know, you kind of learn things about a person within the first 10 seconds of looking at them, right?
Facts.
So I figured, well, you know, if you take a look at my hat, if you take a look at what I'm wearing, you can kind of get a sense of who I am as a person.
Black
and that's kind
of,
it went from there. You know, I would start customizing for friends and people who would hit me up and say, hey, I want different things on my hat. And it just kind of spiraled from there, man. And ever since then, I've just been learning a lot about, you know, people and where they come from and their history based on their choices of their hat.
Doubt. And based on what I see, just taking, you know, 10 seconds and looking at your Instagram and your website, it's showing me that you black and you proud and you done tapped into all kinds
Absolutely.
Of roots, baby. Like, you tapped into all kinds of roots. You do a lot of different African patterns. You do a lot of different symbolic symbols, things like that. You even got the Tupac hat popping for all the 90s babies.
Absolutely. So Tupac is definitely one of my idols. I had to get him on one.
Words. You're talking about words and inspiration, that man right there, right, man? He was before his time, definitely ahead of his time. So how do you actually get your juice flowing? Like, do you just sit down and someone says, oh, I want this on the hat, and you're like, all right, I got you? Or do you have to be in some kind of meditation state to actually get this juice popping for these different hats?
I guess I would have to say it depends on, you know, my music, for sure.
Awesome.
The music that I listen to can definitely get me in a certain mood, whether it be creative, whether it be, you know, just informative. And I just want to take all of that, the information that people give me about themselves, and figure out a way, okay, well, how can I make this hat custom to them? You know what I mean? How can I finesse this in a way that, yeah, they might ask for something that's on somebody else's hat, but how can I make this custom and special to this one person? So that really is like the fuel that gets me in the goal, is to just have something that everybody can say is just unique to me.
No doubt. And I love how you said that you listen to music. I love how you combine art with art to create more art. Yo, like, for real, coming from someone who really loves art, that's amazing. And I want to hear, like, maybe one or two songs that you actually really vibe to when you get to painting. Because what you come out with, these creations, is amazing. So I need to start listening to that kind of music. What kind of music you listen to over there?
You know what? I listen to a lot of jazz. Like, I'm a jazz fanatic. Erykah Badu is constantly on the playlist somewhere.
She need one of them
hats. Honestly.
How would you feel if Erykah walking around in one of your fedoras?
She has one. Ain't that crazy?
She has one.
She has one.
Which one? Which one she had?
Huh?
Which one did she cop? Which one she has? Which one do she has? I'm sorry.
Okay. So here's how it happened. I created one for her, and I posted it on my Instagram. I was like, you know, everybody, you know, just tag her in this so she can just to see it, right? I wasn't even trying to, like, the goal wasn't even to get it to her. I was just trying to, you know, let her see it. For some reason, like, Erykah Badu and creativity is just it for me. So people were tagging, and you know, time went by, and I DM'd it to her. Time went by, and I think her stylist at the time hit me up and was like, hey, I would like the hat. And I was like, okay, well, if I give you a hat, this to Erykah. And he was like, yeah, no problem. By the time I sent him the hat, she had DM'd me and was like, oh, that's really dope. And I was like, well, it's coming your way. It's coming your way. And by the time somebody texted me, a cousin or something texted me, was like, oh, you need to get on. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. She posted it. And I think I pretty much had like a moment of just, yeah, everything froze for me.
That's amazing, man. That's definitely a story to tell, how social media, if you use it in the right way, how it can actually be a tool and help you with your business, for real, for real. That's the testimony right there for all the people out here who use the social media the wrong way. You got a free platform, you guys.
Absolutely.
Use it to your advantage. Definitely, that's really big. So do you only make one-of-a-kind pieces? I know you talked about how people say, you know, I want that hat, but you always trying to make it unique for that person. But do you only make one-of-a-kind pieces, or do you duplicate?
Some of my pre-painted designs or pre-designed designs are able to be duplicates, but I try not to, you know, do too many of them. But I try to lean more towards the custom work, but I do some duplicates.
Okay. And then also, when it comes to just the canvassing painting, have you stopped that to be more creative with your hats, or are you doubling up on both with the canvas paintings and also your hats?
I'm actually in a space right now where I'm trying to slow down on the hats a little bit, and I'm trying to get back into some canvas work because, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity to do these hats for people, but you don't want to feel boxed in, you know what I mean? Creatively, you don't want to keep doing the same thing and repetitive, you know, it kind of takes away your creativity sometimes. So I kind of want to get back into some canvas art and see where it goes from there.
And would you say, like, because you do everything hand painted, handcrafted, how much time do you actually have to spend on each hat? Let's say if you got like 5 orders, how much time do you spend on each order to make sure that it's perfect for whoever you're trying to deliver this piece to?
We're talking a good 2 solid days of work, because we gotta you know, figure out the concept, figure out the layout. We gotta prime everything, double layer the paint, and, you know, make sure everything is just right. So, yeah, 2 solid days. And plus, I also work. So, you know, when I'm not at work, I'm home painting.
Man, I can't wait till you quit that 9-to-5 and that painting be your full-time job. For real, because you got to get to the talent.
Actually, though, I want to go full-time by myself. I like my job. I work for an airline, so it affords me the opportunity to fly for free and get more exposure and a lot of things, you know what I mean, that I wouldn't otherwise. So I take advantage of it.
That's dope. I never really heard an entrepreneur say that they actually like their job. So that's definitely different. You are definitely in a different creative space than most people. So that's really fly, for real. Because some people just want to work on their craft, just their talent only.
Right.
You know what I mean? So for you to say you like your job, that's really different. I never heard that one before. So when it comes, when it comes to your hats, and you do the dad caps and you do the fedoras, how would you say the experience is going back and forth between the two? Like, how do you have more creative freedom on the fedoras because they're bigger? Or do you have more creative space on the dad caps because they're smaller, so you got to be really precise about what kind of message you're putting out there?
Oh, man. I would say, you know what? Something about the fedora, I thoroughly enjoy. Because I have more creative space. I have more ways to maybe, you know, change up a few things that I wouldn't normally see on a normal fedora. So, like, even when it comes down to the headband, I'll change that or add a feather or something here, you know, add a bead here or there. There's a lot more creative space and a lot more around with a fedora.
And do you see yourself ever going to print because of the amount of time it takes to hand, you know, paint everything? Do you see yourself ever going to print?
Eventually, but I want to make sure that it's not something that'll be so easily like duplicated. You know what I mean? Okay. A lot of I see hats now that are kind of that you. I want to make it so that you know it's a mass creativity printed piece, definitely. Even if it is. You know what I mean? So I don't want to just print something generic on a hat just to claim it as mine.
Definitely. And Melissa, before I let you go, you got real creative just with your brand name in general, Mass Creativity. How did you come up with that?
Absolutely. Well, my initials are MCB. So I take off the B and I got the MC. And I was like, you know what? I paint, I do photography, I do a few pieces of graphic design. So I kind of wanted something that would encompass everything that I am as an artist. You know what I mean? I didn't want to just go with one title and say, well, I'm a painter or I'm a photographer, I'm a graphic designer. I'm an artist. And I wanted something that would encompass the entire art community. So it was just about mass creatives getting together and collaborating and shifting the culture.
Definitely, man. And you definitely spreading love on this love day with all your energy in these hats that you keep putting out, man. And I love, one of my favorites is the Kwanzaa hat that you did. I'm like, yo, that looks printed on. But that is real live hand painted. I am excited for you, man, and your journey.
You know what? That hat was actually for this guy hit me up. His uncle was one of the founders of Kwanzaa in LA, and he was surprising him with that hat. So it was a lot of pressure doing that because I had to make sure I got these symbols, exactly right.
That's really big, man, because you even did the Basquiat hat. I'm like, yo, she's hip. She's aware. She's open right now. I'm feeling it, man. But, Melissa, how can the people find you? How can they find your hat, your website, things like that? Go ahead and give yourself a shout-out right now before we wrap up.
Yeah, find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of that. Mass Creativity, MassCreativty.
Awesome. And go ahead and shout that website out, too, so they can go ahead and purchase some hats.
Oh, yeah, masscreativity.storeenvy.com.
Awesome,
that's StoreEnvy, StoreEnvy.
And last question before I let you go. When it comes to the hats, can I come to you with a personal hat and then ask for you to put a personalized message on it, or do you provide the hats for us already?
If you have a personal hat that's very sentimental to you, you definitely can send it, give it to me, and we can work from there and definitely put your personal, influences on it for sure.
Definitely, man. I want to stay connected. I'm definitely trying to grab a hat myself. My birthday coming up, I'm trying to get real fly with you. I'm trying to be real mass creative real quick.
Absolutely.
Definitely, man. I appreciate you coming on Revive and showing love for us today, man. Happy love day to you, and I hope somebody show you some love today.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No doubt. Have a good one. That wraps up a great interview with our weekly thrill guest, Melissa from Mass Creativity, man. Go check her IG out right now, Mass Creativity. Once again, that's spelled MassCreativity. Go and check her out right now, man. She is incredible. She's an artist. She said that about herself, and she is sensitive about her shit. Did you hear Erykah Badu? Erykah Badu walking around with her head on right now. That's how creative she is, man, because Erykah don't just wear anything. You hear me? So that is really, really big. I'm excited for Melissa. I know Melissa is going to have some big things coming up in 2018. Go check her out right now. It's me, your girl, POC. You are locked into Revive Radio, man. We reviving your airways all the way up into 10 p.m. right now. You can find us Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. Do not be scared. Give us a call one more time, 215-490-9832. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after the quick commercial break, we will be up next with our second special guest tonight, man. If you're somebody who got questions about love and relationships, this is the man to ask, man. You on Revive Radio. It's Meet Your Girl POC.
Did y'all see the stuff I posted on my wall?
Nah, it didn't even show up in my news feed.
Man, I'm done with social media. All the injustice and brutality going around, and it's like they're trying to suppress our voice. We're trying to get the message out there, and you can't even share empowerment and what's going on around the country either.
Mm-mm. Nah, don't be dumb with social media, though. It's a tool, and there is a place where we have a voice. It's a Let's Buy Black 365 social network. You do anything you would on any other social network. Post pictures, videos, status updates, share resources and community news. But on Let's Buy Black 365, it's a platform for us and by us to tell our messages.
Whoa, that's like a digital underground railroad.
What's the name of that site again?
It's letsbuyblack365.com.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's all about networking, and you get points, right?
Yeah, the more you network, post, and share, the more points you get. Plus, you get points for posting pictures, sharing information, attending community events, and inviting others to network with you on the app.
Wow, that's all I need to know. I'm gonna go download that app right now.
Now, better yet, let me invite you so I can get some points. It's all about empowerment and solutions, y'all.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm all in.
Let's do it. Let's share our stories.
Let's buy black365.com.
Put the thing down. Yeah. Look up. You're missing stuff. What is the long-term effect of too much information? We don't know, but we're finding out. I know in my country, the polarization of the electorate, a mean-spiritedness. We've gone from radio presidents to television presidents to internet presidents to BlackBerry presidents to a Twitter president. Where are we going? And I'm not just knocking that man. I'm talking about all of us. Can you put it down? Are you using it, or is it using you? And where is it leading you? And I'm not telling you, oh, I'm against the establishment and all of that. I'm telling you, at least ask yourselves, what is the long-term effect of too much information? What is it doing to me? Is there a need for 24 hours a day news? Is there 24 hours a day worth of news? Or is it opinions?
POC host of Revive. We back live right now. Revive is alive.com. We reviving your airways all the way up into 10 p.m. tonight, man. I need you guys to go ahead and click that link in my bio to take you directly where you need to be. Revive is alive.com. Each and every winning Wednesday here on Time for an Awakening from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. You are tuned in to Meet Your Girl POC. And you cannot forget about Sundays. Each and every Sunday, we got that good Sunday morning talk radio for you guys here on Revive Radio. Tune in each and every week, man. Spread the word, spread the message. Yo, we got got our next guest. I'm excited to be speaking with this guy right here, man. Mr. Scott, he is somebody who is teaching us about love in a very, very transparent way. Something that we can understand, something that we all need to know, because we all trying to find that right man and that right woman, right? Man, Mr. Scott, how you feeling tonight, man? We're excited to be speaking with you live on Revive. How are you?
What's going on? What's going on? I love your energy. I love your energy, but I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You know, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be online. I'm happy to give some words of wisdom and also learn something in return.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Our listening audience is ready for you to put out them gems that you always do so gracefully each and every time. I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the people exactly who we're speaking to.
My name is Keyshawn Scott. Born in Trinidad, Caribbean descent, live in New York, in Brooklyn to be exact. I'm a relationship coach. I'm an author, a best-selling author. I have three books out. One is on the way. I do a lot of public speaking internationally and nationally. I'm always busy. I'm always speaking about love, relationships. The reason why I speak about love and relationships is because I've been through things, you know. So the only way to teach somebody who's been through it, you know, is by just sharing my experiences with people and sharing what I've been through and how I got through certain things to help the next soul.
No doubt. But what made you want to talk about love? Because you said you've been through things, right? And there's so many different things as humans that we experience as we're growing, so many trials that we face, right? But what made you want to just tap into love? Like, what made you want to tap into the love game?
I think what made me tap into the love game was the size of and me getting through what I've been through. Love is a strong word, because love is diverse in many areas, because it feels so beautiful, but it hurts like death, and it could feel like you're going to die. It feels painful, and that stress on your heart, it could put you in a position of isolation from family, friends, and even from your own self. What made me talk about love was my experiences with, like, my ex. I was engaged one time before I was married, and the relationship was so hard to bear. The pain was so hard to bear. I said, Keyshawn, how are you going to get through this? You know, so I started going to church more. I started, like, meeting different people. I started writing more. And the more I write, the more I express my feelings. And the more I express my feelings through social media, given a platform like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I realized how many people was in the same state of mind I was in.
Facts.
So realizing that they were in the same state of mind I was in, I said, you know what? If I get through this, I can help other people. So I think my journey started with me trying to heal myself, but realizing that other people need the help too. So the knowledge and the wisdom that I've, you know, been reading, been studying, and been writing about, I just shared it with other people, and they love it.
No doubt. Definitely. They definitely do love it. The people are buzzing for it, right? So would you say that you were able to heal yourself through your journey of expressing and talking about your story, or did you take time out to physically heal yourself before you tapped into your journey?
No, I took time to heal myself. I took a good amount of time. It was about, I think I took it was like a strong 3 years. I would say it was a strong, hard 3 years. Excuse me. It was a strong 3 years, because when you think you're out of something, you're really not out of something, because whatever you're trying to run away from always try to pop up.
Facts.
And I will say that I was trying to get away from my ex. I'm trying, you know, you try to forget about somebody, but for some reason, you still have that piece of noise in the back of your head. And that piece of noise is called hope. You hope that things will go back to how it was. You hope that this person will come back in your life and things will be better. You hope that that something might happen. You hope that you're healing for them. But we fail to realize that we should be healing for ourselves. So going back and forth the first year and getting hurt again, keep getting hurt again the second year, you're like, okay, that I'm a better person. Maybe if I show her that I'm a better person, maybe she'll take me back. But then the third year, I started realizing, no, I got to do this for me. This is a Keyshawn thing.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, all I got is me. I wake up with me. You know, I brush my teeth with me. I shower with me. I can't hold my that person can't have my whole entire life in their hand. And they got to tell me when to love me or how to love me or when should I love myself, how should I love myself. I should be healing for me in order for me to move on, so I can have a peace of mind and I can grow and develop as a man I was supposed to be. Because in reality, I wasn't a man at all. I was still a boy. And I don't 100% blame myself for the relationship, but I do blame myself a lot because of the choices that I've made, the things that I've said, and the reaction towards certain things. And that was one of my biggest things, is to try to become a better man. Because what I was before wasn't a man. I was a boy acting like a man. So it took me about 3 years to realize all of that, write my book, express myself, train my mind. I was in a relationship for like about, I think like 5-6 years. I was in a relationship. I was talking to people, but nobody like filled that void. I completely forgot about her. It was over. It was done with. Because I love me more than I love her, and I love me more than me trying to get acceptance from somebody who never wanted me to begin with, or who didn't want me anymore.
That's really big, and I'm glad that you shared that story, because a lot of people out here are battling with the I gotta get over this person kind of feeling, because some people feel like they cannot make it without that significant other. Some people feel like they cannot make it by themselves. And I love how you talked about, you know, it's just me when I brush my teeth. It's just me when I take a shower. People don't understand that, and I'm not a love coach or anything like that, but people don't understand that they have to first love themselves before they can love anyone in return. Do you agree or disagree?
Exactly. Self-love is the best love. You got to love yourself. How can I give you something that I don't possess myself? That means I'm not giving you love. That's false. That's fake.
Definitely. So when it comes to love, right, there's so many different ways that you can describe love, and especially with this millennial generation, right? So we have turned relationships into situationships. And you always ask the question, you know, have relationship issues, need relationship advice. But what if now, you know, we're not in a relationship, we're just in a situationship. Are you giving that kind of advice too? Do you speak to that audience too that just are in situationships?
Not really, because a situationship is not a real relationship. It's like a contract. You ever heard of those contractual relationships?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of it's pretty much like a contractual relationship. Like, it has kind of like, you ever heard of it before? Like the contractual ones?
Well,
like,
I'm a millennial. So I'm a millennial. So sometimes I find myself in situationships. So I don't want to speak on something that I actually participate in. You know what I'm saying? So can you explain?
Okay, let me ask you a question then. So the situationship that you're in, right? Do you see yourself going long term?
No, that's why I keep them at the situation.
But why? Do you want something? Do you want something long? Do you want longevity? Do you want to get married? That's the thing.
Yes, of course. Every woman wants to get married.
Then a situationship, I believe, just wasting time. Because if you find somebody, right, you're in a relationship, me and another person's in a relationship, right? My goal and your goal has to be aligned. My goal is I want to marry you. I want to build something. I want a family, you know? And, you know, millennials, I don't know what age group that is, but I'm 30, so I probably could be out of, maybe not, right?
You are a millennial.
I
said you are a millennial.
Okay, great. So I'm still young, so that's a good thing. So my goals and your goals have to be aligned. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything that could potentially break my heart, because the situationship, one person might fall for the other person more deeper than the other person. Like, you might just want something short term, like just want the perks without the commitment. And then the other person might just want the commitment, but just don't want to give up the perks. And mm-hmm. that right there will cause friction. It'll cause a lot of arguments, issues even in the future. If that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. And I agree with you, because in a situationship, in order for it to work, you have to stay on the same page. You have to, you know, want what each other wants. And once that page is now, you know, turned from that period of time, it's always going to be, you know, spiraling. It's always going to spiral downwards, because you guys are no longer on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No, I agree with you. I definitely agree with you on that one. So I do agree with you. I do think that us as millennials, we do have to stop believing that these situationships will work. It just seems super convenient, you know what I mean? Versus a relationship, you have to put time, you got to put effort, you got to put energy into it. Versus a situationship, you can just give 50% and it'd be okay.
And the thing about it, that's true. And the thing about it is that some people have been hurt so much that they fear commitment.
Facts.
And a lot of people, they've been hurt like so much. They don't want to feel that pain again. So it's just like you getting burned. I don't want to go back there anymore and get burned, because I know what it felt like the first time. And I don't want to take the time to heal that burn, because number one, it hurts. It takes time. And I'm ashamed, you know, and it hurts so much. Some people just like to situationships because they have trust issues. They have their walls up. They don't want to give everybody all of them, because the last person they gave all of them to robbed them of everything that they were. And they spent so much time trying to rebuild who they are that they don't want to do that again because it takes time. It hurts like hell. You can't eat. You can't sleep. I'm not gonna commit to you. We can go out. We can have fun. We can chill. But listen, I just want you to know that I don't want. It's not a commitment. I'm not all the way in on this. I got one foot in and one foot out because the last time I had both feet in, the person tried to drown me, and I couldn't get out. No. So now with this situation, I got one foot in, one foot out. I can either run, but then again, I still got my feet out, not taking you that serious because I could always step back out if I want to.
You making us feel bad out here, man. A lot of us was comfortable in our situationships. Now you got us out here second-guessing and rethinking real quick. I appreciate your honest advice, definitely. So you also have an app that the people can reach you on. And what kind of what can they find on this app? What kind of entertainment is on this app to keep them to download and keep them interacting on your app?
It has videos, blogs. A lot of people go on there checking the analytics. A lot of people go on there for the videos. So there's, you know, this is a bunch of people going in for the videos. They go in to send me messages, like for coaching advice or just regular advice. They might want to listen to my audio mixtape. Not really purchasing. So the main thing is just reading the blogs, reading my quotes, the videos, and sending me messages.
And what is that one question that you always get, whether it's in your DMs or whether someone's hitting you up on your app? What is that one relationship question that you always get no matter what, from who, no matter what? You just like, yo, somebody else asked me this question.
How to get over a breakup. Like, how to move on. How to move on. That's the main question. I get, like, at least 100 messages a week. Sometimes more, and it's hard to get through all of them because that's like 400 messages, and that's not even email. That's just on Facebook alone. And then on Instagram, I get like about like 15 a day, and then on email, you probably get like about another 25 a day. So it's so much, and then a lot of people they ask for something like that. And sometimes it gets overwhelming. That's what people don't know. It gets overwhelming because my relationship, my marriage is not 100% perfect. I still got things I gotta fix. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the issues, like the major issues, but I still have, you know, I'm still human. You know, I still have, you know, a wife and a baby. I still get stressed out. And reading these messages, it's like, dang, yo, a lot of people have a lot of issues. And then I have issues, you know?
Definitely.
But one of the main question is, how do I move on? And how do I? A lot of women and men, because I coach men, they go through, one of the common issue is, they like somebody, they broke up with them, and now they want them back, but they don't know what to do because the person hurt them before. Or they broke up with their ex, got into another relationship, the ex come back into the picture, now they don't know what to do. But what's intriguing about that question is most of them been in a relationship with somebody for 2-3 years, but they still want the ex back after the ex come back into the picture.
That's messy.
So that makes you think, did you even let them go? That means they did not 100% let them go. They still had hope that they would come back. And now they did come back. They will leave that person they built with for 2-3 years, right? And go with the person that they go with the ex. And that's bad because what if that was a situationship, right? When I'm back to that. And then one person just, you know, really just wanted to commitment, but the other person just wanted the situation. I mean, because some things will start off as situationships, but then it could build into something completely different. Because I've seen a lot of situationships. Like I have a lot of friends who were really just, you know, situationships, but really got serious and really got, like, married or engaged.
Definitely.
With other people, because it could happen.
It can work. I'm about to say it could definitely work for some people, and it definitely does work for some people.
Nah, it could.
And by you getting these questions, yeah, right, so you say you get this question a lot. Is it a question that you can answer the same way every time, or do you have to analyze the question, the person, the state, the depression, the heartbreak, or is it the same answer every time?
Nah, it's impossible to give us the same answer all the time. It's always different. Because okay, everybody else is different. Everybody else is everyone is different. Everybody else have a different walk in life. Everybody has a different, like, some people been in a relationship for like 2 months. Some of them been in it for like 20 years. Some of it has been for like for 3 years. Some people I coach are like 70. Some people I coach is like 75. Then some of them is like 25. And it will be the same question, but it's different for a lot of people. Oh, and another question that I always get as well is, from like a little bit elderly. They're like about 50 or 45, and then their question is, Keyshawn, I am 45 years old. I'm waiting for the right man, but I'm getting old. Like the clock is clicking. I need somebody. I need to start a family. So when do you think I'll find out? I don't know the answer to that. What I would ask is, how are you making yourself available? Like, where are you going? Tell me your schedule. Like, how what are you doing? Oh, I work and I go home. Well, that's your issue. You don't have like a nightlife. Do you go out, have fun? Do you go out for drinks with your friends? Do you go to parties? Do you go here? Do you do this? You got to expose yourself to certain to certain things in order to be available. You can't be available in your house or on the computer. I mean, you could just hit people up, but you got to be careful with that as well. But then again, go and expose yourself to certain things. Go to an art club, go to the museum, go to the movies. Like, you have to do certain things in order to make yourself available.
I'm glad you're not telling them. I was going to say, I'm glad you're not telling them to go to the club. You said go to an art show or the museum. I'm feeling you right there. That's how you find yourself.
Yeah, in the club,
you're going
to find somebody who's tipsy, going to tell you complete foolishness. Yes. You're going to think it's right. And he going to wake up like, okay, I didn't say that. He was drunk. He wasn't to sober me.
No doubt. So, and when it comes to diverse couples, right? Because we're now in 2018. So it's common to see a diverse couple. You know, you can see a white woman with a black man, the other way around. You can see a white woman with a black man with a white woman, things like that. Even Spanish, you know, Asian, things like that. We're now seeing diverse couples. What kind of advice do you give to them when they're like, I just want people to accept us. You know what I mean? I just want people to see us as lovers and not as two different people or two different races. What kind of advice would you give to them?
I would tell people, first of all, love is love. You can't stop love. You know, you can't stop true love. And the funny thing about it is that, I don't know if you watched that movie, that show, Once Upon a Time.
No, I'm not.
You heard about it?
I'm not. It's a show.
It's on Netflix, but it's Once Upon a Time. It's with all the fairy tales come together. And one of the characters in the movie is Prince Charming and Snow White, and they're like, Prince Charming, he was poor or whatever it is, and Snow White she was rich, but they were two different couples. But love is love. You can't stop true love from happening. You know what I'm saying? You have to accept that. You can't say, you know what, I'm gonna love a black man, or you know what, I'm gonna love a white man because I don't like black people. At the end of the day, you still gotta love that person. You still gotta wake up to that person. You still got to cook for that person. You still got to tolerate that person. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, love is always going to be love. And for the couple, just be in love and enjoy it. Life is too short to listen to every voice, you know, who don't believe in true love or who have their own opinions. Live your life. At the end of the day, you have one life to live. And after this, it's gone. It's darkness. It's it.
Oh,
you know, when you get married, one thing they said is, till death do us part. Enjoy your life. You know, enjoy your woman, enjoy your man. You know, argue and fight, make up, you know, have kids, don't have kids, but just enjoy your love. Enjoy your kind of love, because everybody's love is different. The way everybody loves is completely different. Enjoy who you are in the time you went with your love.
Definitely. I'm with you on that one. So when you say love, right, just love is love. Love who you are. Enjoy your woman or enjoy your man, right? So for you, for your example, for you, you're someone who has been engaged, broke off the engagement, and then in a long term, you end up getting married to the woman that you actually loved. So how do you distinguish the kind of loves that you have as you're growing? Like, because you can love one person at 18 and then love somebody completely different of how you love them at 25, but then you just say, you know, love is love. But it's a complete different kind of love. Can you break that down for us a little bit?
Yeah. But my issue, I'm just going back to my issue. Like, she broke up with me, right? But in the relationship, like you said something about analyze. I analyzed myself in a relationship, and I realized that I wasn't giving her love. What we were in, it might feel like love, but love is more of an action in what you do.
Okay.
It's more of a sacrifice. It's more of a compromise. It's more of I love you. What do you need out of a relationship? I made a video a while ago. I mean, not a while ago, probably like a couple of weeks ago, a week ago. A couple of days ago. It said, a lot of people, when you get into a relationship, right, the first thing everybody say is, you know, I want somebody who's trustworthy. I want somebody who is faithful. I need somebody. Okay, but what are you giving to that person? You know, you got to meet the requirements of your requirements. A lot of people who was in high school, they go after, the majority of them, they go after one thing. They go after sex. They love sex. They get aroused from a person, a woman's body, the physical appearance or whatever it is. But the substance of a woman, you won't really understand that. I mean, if you brought up in a household where you was taught that, substance of a woman, the substance of a man, somebody who you really genuinely love, and to know what love is, which means like love is patient, love is kind, love does not boast, love does not envy. Like if you get mad at somebody, are you willing to forgive that person? You know, if that person gets you upset, are you just going to run and leave? Are you going to panic and get upset and leave? Or are you going to sit down with this person and say, you know what? I love you. I care about you. Let's try to make this work. When you're at a young age, you don't really understand that because the people that you're getting counsel from are friends. And your friends are in the same age group as you.
Facts. I love that.
So they're going to give you advice from a child's perspective, from a child perspective, and you don't know the person next to you. The person next to you was probably brought up with only his mother. The other one probably brought up only by his father. The other one, he's probably an orphan who never met his parents before. So you will get different kind of advice from people from different kind of walks. Now, as you get older, your friends has experienced a lot of things. So you might have a few wise ones who said, you know what, I think you should do this, I think you should do that. And then again, you had trial and error. You're 25, 26. You had a lot of trial and error. You know, you read a lot of books. You probably went to school. You probably experienced somebody with a different kind of mindset. So you're able to come to a conclusion by yourself rather than that advice from friends. So when you know you're in love with somebody, is when I always say to people, is when you really no longer question your emotions towards them. Like a lot of people say, oh, what if? No, I don't remember. Sometimes when you're really in love and you get married or whatever, you don't really remember all the little steps in the past. All you remember is that I enjoyed my time with this person. You know, we got upset, we fought, we made back up, and now it's like 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years down the line. And it's not really tolerating. It's really sacrificing and putting my pride aside to make it work, putting my stubbornness aside to say, you know what, I love you, and woman, and you are a woman, so you're kind of moved, not you, but you are, like a man telling a woman, you are a woman, and you're a little moved. I can deal with that. I can handle that because I love you. I would say a lot of people who's young, you don't really understand the substance of it. You know, they understand the physical appearance, the beauty, you know.
It's that puppy love.
They love the idea.
I was about to say.
They love the idea of being in love.
It's that puppy love we go through. You know what I mean? It's that puppy love. We always feel like that first one. You know, that first one is going to be the last one and the only one. So it's definitely that puppy love. But we got a call on the line.
And social media.
Definitely.
Social media plays a big part in that as well.
We got a call on the line, so I want to see if they have a question for you tonight. Yo, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from? Oh, all right, your phone going out, man. You missed your opportunity. But yes, though, so I have one last question for you before we wrap up tonight, right? So you started a movement, right? And you were somebody who can say you made the right move and started a movement and is working for you and everyone who has joined this movement with you. You know, whether they're just here to participate, whether they're here to actually get some advice, whether they're here to just support you and what you do, right? How important to you and your movement that you're doing is Black love? Like, how important is Black love to you and making sure that Black love stays alive and we can see the example, the right example of Black love, and that, you know, we put out that right narrative about Black love and having a Black father and a Black mom in the home showing their children what love actually looks like and feels like? Keyshawn, you still there? Oh, his phone dropped too. I really want to know his answer to that question.
I'm here.
All right, perfect, man. How important to you is the stereotype of Black love and keeping that narrative a positive narrative for the people out there?
I will say this so we don't confuse the audience. Before, what you were saying about the different kind of love, like the Black and the white, love is love, and that's, you know, that's perfectly fine.
Yes.
Right? So let's get that away. I have nothing against, you know, whatever. Dating a white man, a white woman. I have no, love is love. If you love that person, that's fine, right? So now, Black and Black love, is, I'm trying to look for the right words to put together for that. It's beautiful. And the reason why it's needed is because of the past. In the past, like African-Americans, we were slaves, right? And we was taught, you know, the Willie Lynch syndrome. We separate the family. We take the wife, we move forward, we take the father, we move forward, we take the child. So breaking up the family has been something that's been going through for years. And that's what the white people, you know, that's what they did. They try to break up a happy home. They try to break up family.
Yes.
So now, I think, like, right now, it's very important for a father to stay in his life with a son and a mother. That family, nobody can break a family. A family is so strong and so beautiful. And black love is so important because there's a lot of people praying for the downfall.
Exactly.
It's rare. They're praying for the downfall. They want you to fail. They see your father walk out your life. They're like, okay, yeah, at least, you know, at least I have a father. I remember I read an article when a white boy told a black kid, he said, oh, I bet you don't know your father.
Wow.
When I think it was a basketball game or something. Out of random, out of nowhere. You know, just because he was black. You know, people expect, like, the black man to fail. They expect him to have sex with a bunch of women, have become a baby father instead of a black father.
Exactly.
A black father. You know, like, a lot of times, I don't understand how, like, black men could not want to be in the lives of their children. And watching me being a father and being there for the process of that 9 months and seeing everything that my wife had to go through in order to have that, there's no way in hell I will leave. There's no way in hell I will leave. I was in that room when she was pushing the baby out. I think the beauty of that baby coming out while kids is running through my eyes. There's no way in hell. There's no amount of money that you can pay me. I will leave and I'll walk out. I don't want no shared custody. I want to live with that child. I want to cook breakfast for my child, for my daughter. I want to take her to the hospital. I want to play with her every single day, every single hour. I want her to get accustomed to me. I want her to love me. I want her to know what it feels like to have a father that tells you, you know, come in, let me talk to you about men. You have a mother. Let me talk to you about boys. You have different kind of perspective because there's some things that she can't do that I can do.
Yes.
And it's something I can't do that she can do. But when we're both in a household, she has two brilliant minds. She has a mother and a father. Hey, daddy, could you tell me something about this? All right, cool. You know what, baby? I don't. She's smarter than me. You know what I'm saying? You have two different minds, and it works. And it works. Man, if we can build something so strong and so stable around love, people always think that I talk about relationship love a lot. I do talk about relationships, but relationships could be anything. It could be family, because that's where it starts from, family. You got to break some kind of cycle, some kind of way. If you know that your father wasn't in this person, like your grandfather wasn't, then you got to say, you know what? I'm going to be the person that's going to step up, and I'm going to be in my child's life.
No doubt. No doubt, man.
And there's no way in hell that I'm going to let this cycle continue. I'm going to be there for career day. You know,
yes.
I'm going to be that man. And I mentor so much kids who don't have fathers. I'm like a father figure because a lot of times when I used to work like in a youth field, the kids would come to me, oh, I wish you was my dad. I wish you was my this and whatever it is. And that breaks your heart more than it makes you feel good. Because then again, you wish that they really had somebody
exactly.
in there who can show them the ropes for young men. Especially for young men, because they're so confused. They go this way, they go that way. It's so little what the mother could teach them. They still need that strong, positive man to say, you know what? Let me slap some sense into you, because they do need that tough love. They do, and then the mother has to play the tough love role and I love you role. They're going to get confused. They're going to think that you don't love me, because she's trying to be that tough person, but then again, she's trying to be that loving person. But if that father, know what, son? I don't think he will listen to her, because that's my dad, that's my pops, that's my father. I look up to you. I want to be just like you. But like I said, like black love, that substance is beautiful. There's something magical there. You know, there's something powerful there.
And it's something and it's something that we have to keep alive. It's something that we have to keep the narrative, that positive narrative flowing. Like what you just described
mm-hmm.
is a positive narrative for, you know, a child who wants to look up and be just like their dad and their mom at the same time. You know what I mean? Who inspires
exactly.
to be, you know, the new Barack and Michelle. You know, that is the ideal couple. Just like everyone, you know, people say they want to be, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce. That's still an ideal couple. Even though it's mainstream, they still show us the definition of black love. Even through the trials and tribulations. You know, they expose themselves through their music. So they still show us, yep, that, you know, even through all the fame and the money, that we still have problems too, going through our black love. So I feel like, you know, it's important, you know, like people like me and you who have a voice, who have a platform, to keep that alive, to let the people know that you too can find love. And it's Valentine's Day, you know what I mean? You can find that right person. You don't necessarily have to expose yourself to be exposed to something new that you don't know, you know, you don't know too much about. So I appreciate you, everything that you're doing, exactly, because you're putting out the right narrative. You're putting out the right message of positivity when it comes to just love, period. The word love, the feeling love, the expression of love. You're putting that out there so that people know exactly what it means and how they can feel that same feeling and the same passion that you have for love because of the different situations, the different obstacles that you went through throughout your life. So I appreciate the work that you do, man. I want you to go ahead and give yourself a shout out. Tell the people where they can find you, your websites, your apps, everything, so they can stay in contact with you.
Well, thanks for having me. Number one, thanks for having me. Thanks to the audience for listening, taking your time out for listening. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere, you know, just Keyshawn Scott. That's KeyShorne Scott. My app is on iTunes and is on Android. Mr. Scott, MR.SCOTT, Mr. Scott. That's Android and Apple in the Apple Store. Website, KeyshawnScott.com. So you can find everything with just my first and last name. And I'm sure that you're going to share this link somewhere or wherever. Definitely. So it's on the flyer. It's my first and last name. Type it in anyway.
I got you, man. And what can we expect coming up in the near future? Like, is there a workshop you're putting on? Or are you speaking anywhere? Like, how can the people find you in the near future?
Me and my wife, we're having an event on March 18th. It's called Dating with a Purpose and Just Not Dating the Past Time. And I have my new book is coming out in March, probably late March. It's called The Mouse, the Bird, the Dog, and the Lion. There's three analogies to, you know, different men, and men want to look out, want to avoid, I mean, three to avoid and one to marry.
Awesome.
And I think that's it for now.
And I love how the Scots are merging together and doing something together. That's another example of what beautiful black love actually looks like. So shout out to the Scots for merging and putting that together for the people, man. I cannot wait. I can't wait to put that link out so we can definitely share with all the listeners. Thank you again for coming on live,
yep,
and showing love today, man. I hope you have a great, beautiful rest of your evening. And I wish you many blessings on your future endeavor.
I appreciate you having me.
No
Stay
doubt.
Blessed.
Thank you for coming through and showing some support, man. That is Keyshawn Scott. Make sure you guys go follow him right now. First name, last name, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go do that right now. He's a best-selling author, a relationship coach, an award-winning professional speaker. If you need somebody to talk to, that's the guy right now. Go ahead and download his app on Apple and Android. Mr. Scott, do that right now. Do yourself a favor, for real, for you. You're not doing him a favor. You're doing yourself a favor if you're someone who needs some love advice, man. It's me, your girl, P.O. See, I want to say thank you to everyone who's listening and supporting each and every week. Thank you for everyone for showing love today, man. It's Valentine's Day. Make sure you guys show love, love, love each and every day, 365, 24/7. And yesterday was Black Love Day, so that's why I wanted to make sure we show some attention and pay a little bit of attention to the black love, because there's definitely a lot of black love going on right now, and we got to show love to that. We got to show, you know, some positive energy. We got to put some positive energy out there, that good perspective, that good narrative, that black love is still alive. Yo, Harmony, you've been quiet all day in the studio, baby, man. We about to wrap it up for the people. Tell the people how they can find you. You was doing some massages today. You was doing some couple packages. You was giving them out to the people. How can the people find you if they want to get a massage? How can they get a massage today? If they want to buy their lover, they're a little bit late. They still got 2 more hours, baby. It's only 10 o'clock. How can the people find you just in case they want to get their lover a little special treat?
So the best thing about this special treat is that it's all February, because love, we love everybody every day. We're not just waiting for Valentine's Day or any of these holidays to celebrate the love that is a universal healing. We're doing it all every day throughout February. And you can definitely check out our specials at www.discoverremedy.com. So if you want to find your remedy, you want to relax, you definitely want to get a treat for yourself. Self-care is the best care. Or either get a treat for a loved one or someone you truly care about. These specials are truly amazing, and it's a everlasting imprint that's
that's going to be left on you. So definitely just check out Discover_Remedy, or you can go to our website, discoverremedy.com. And, yeah, definitely ask for Harmony or ask for Shakia. And we'll get you right away. We'll get you set up. Definitely. So make sure you live in peace, not pieces. And you can follow me or find me on social media at Harmony the Goddess on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can also email me at harmonythegoddess@gmail.com. But we are doing different specials. So definitely check out that website. And, just make sure you live in peace, not pieces.
AKA, definitely, man. I appreciate each and everybody who shows love each and every Winning Wednesday here on Revive. Shout out to our caller E for coming through. I was excited to be speaking with E, man. We ain't speak with E in a very long time. So shout out to E and everything that he rocking with. She rocking always, man. Definitely follow us Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. And make sure you guys subscribe to that Revive newsletter. You can find that at reviveisalive.com. We be back blessing your airways, reviving your airways on Sunday. Tune in for that good Sunday morning talk radio with your girl POC. Happy Valentine's Day. Make sure you guys love tonight, man. Be safe out here. Protect yourselves. We don't need no Sagittarius coming around September, October. You already know what time it is. This is me, your girl POC. We be back on Sunday.